Blog Talk Radio.
Is the computer buffering? Hey. Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp on the last weekend in August. August 26, 2021. Welcome to the off-ramp, a show for the people, by the people, that advise the people. So me and my folks get together, rap about the day's mathematics, see what's popping in these streets, see what's going on in your hood, my hood, they hood, everybody hood. See what we talk about, social events, talk about sports, talk about relationships, movies, music, anything you want, man. The off-ramp is a place where, you know, people are free to discuss what's on their mind, what they find interesting, what they find, you know, what they're passionate about. It's a nice open space. We use a lot of nicknames. I don't want people to get canceled, especially because, you know, we get a lot of jokes in, you know. We have a couple drinks, have a couple laughs. Nothing's that serious. I got a good little circle. So I don't want anybody to get knocked, man. So, you know, that's how we do on the off-ramp. If you want to call in, 929-477-3975. You can hit us up on all the social networks. We got a new website. Shout out to my brother Fat Dude. He did something. I got to go back and get the passwords. He put the passwords for me in our group chat, and I said, all right, I'm going to write it down. And I was like, last week, and we talk every single day, so Lord knows how far back those passwords are. But I'm going to get on it so we can start sending stuff out. So that's about it. Hit us up on our socials. I'll try to get back to you. I'll try to respond the best I can. And that's pretty much it, you know. So, again, if you want to call in, 929-477-3975, I got a bunch of topics that I want to discuss, but, you know, it's a show for the people by the people. You got something that you want to talk about, feel free to call in. Let's rap. DJ C. Siren, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight?
Good evening.
Okay. DJ C. Siren looked bad. She, what's on your sixth consecutive work day? It's been a rough, well, I guess it's probably third, like, 12-hour day in a row or something stupid like that. So she's in pretty bad shape. But, you know, feel free to jump in if you want. If you're gonna, you look like you're about to go to sleep really soon. I don't know what happened to Blur. He was on here, and then he got knocked off, and now he's out here. So we'll get back to him. I got my big cousin in the house. Big cuz, what's happening down there in Alabama?
Hey, man, not in Bama, man. I'm in Brunswick, New Jersey, man. I'm moving.
Oh, man.
Getting around.
You up north, man. What's popping up north, man? You got some new properties you're opening up? What's going on?
Yeah. Man, we came up here hang out with my sisters and, you know, having fun. We got here at a jazz spot, man, in the middle of right near Rutgers University. Having a good time. Yep. Yeah,
okay,
outside. Give us a good jazz. Yeah.
Hey, sounds like a good night. Give the family my love. To everybody I said hello, give them a hug and kiss. COVID
yes,
around,
sir.
So if you want to give them an air high five for us, then you can do that as well.
All right, man. I just wanted to check in, man. I'm going to get back to the party. All right.
All right, cuz. Enjoy yourself. Always good.
I'll listen in. I'm not going to be dialed anymore. I'll listen in. All right.
Later. All right. Sounds good, cuz. Got my man Blur in the building. Blur, what's popping, my brother? Oh, you dropped off again. Blur must be in a terrible... Oh, there you go.
I ain't dropped off, man. What you talking about? I'm right here.
You're full of a lot of aggression tonight, I see.
Yo, but Cause I'm at work right now, man. I'm in my office.
Why are you at work so late, yo?
Cause, man, I deal with the legal system, and man, and motherfuckers at the courthouse don't respect that I'm going on vacation tomorrow. So they want to send over 9 hearings today. All these motherfuckers will be in the next 2 weeks.
And you going on vacation, yo. So why don't you just tell me how you get it when you get back?
Yeah, it don't really work like that. It don't really work like that. Not for me, at least.
Well, if you got to hop off and get your work done, man, it's all right, man. I can do the show solo tonight. It's up to you.
Now, I'm here, but if you, like, put me on mute, if I'm on mute, don't be like, yo, you there? Yeah, you know, I might just be click-clacking away, and I don't want it in the background.
All right, well, just put yourself on mute and then jump in when you want. Is anything, while you got a free quick minute, is anything you want to discuss in particular, or you want me to just go into my rant and you jump in when you want?
Oh, man, you know, I got a lot. I'm down for whatever, though. Let me get this off my chest real quick, though. And this is all for anybody, service industry, anything you got to do with interacting with people, yo. If you're having a bad day, if you don't like your job, if you're a clerk for an old-ass judge who don't want to travel for their hearing, don't take that out on everybody else. However your day is going, conduct yourself professionally, treat people the way you want to be treated. Don't be giving attitude out all day. No common courtesy. That's all. That's all it takes.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm all for the service industry. You know, like if you having a bad day, like just don't go in. But I mean, it's tough, right? Because you know most people are like they're supposed to be there. Like you have shifts, right? Like you're supposed to be there, but. I do hate when, like, if I'm going to a restaurant and the waitress is having a bad day, now I got to get, shitty service. Like, don't put your bad energy on me. What was that movie quote? It's one of the best movie quotes ever. And it's so simple. It's like, if you don't like your job, quit. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah, it's all bills.
Well, then you got to like your job to a point, then.
Nope, don't like
it. Or don't pay your bills.
Okay, don't like to be homeless. I like the job better than homelessness.
Then there you go. Then it's not that you don't like your job. You just don't like being homeless.
No.
That's the thing.
Ain't nobody make you pick this job. Pick another job that you like. How about that?
No. Try that.
How'd you try that? Come on, you got to talk more, DJ.
No,
you can't say no.
No.
Try that. What?
No,
you don't like your job. You ready to quit?
I can't find another job.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
You don't really be looking.
Okay.
Look, I'm. You know what? Because I guess we can do a little bit personal here, and I'm gonna combat you on this. How many resumes have you put in for another job in the last 5 years?
I put in my resume for probably a couple dozen.
12.
Couple.
You have not applied for 24 jobs.
When I didn't have a job, yes, I did.
24 jobs.
I had to apply weekly so I could get unemployment.
Yeah, and it was 24 different jobs?
Yeah.
I don't remember it being that many.
I
think 24 jobs is a lot. I think you're stretching it a little bit. I would say 10.
No.
I wouldn't say 24.
A lot more than that.
Okay, cool. So you were out of work. You put your resume in so you get unemployment. But if you still don't like your job, how long have you been in this job? 2 years?
Yeah.
How many times have you put your resume in since you've been in this job?
I haven't.
Then you don't like.
I already looked, all right? So I'm looking. Can I take a break?
So you looked 2 years ago. You haven't looked since. That's a long break.
But I'm going to.
Go ahead, Blur. What you going to jump in?
Oh, nah. I was about to say, though, 24 seems about right. That actually seems a little light. When you're looking for a job, that is your job. You got to put time in on that. Like, you got to put, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a full-time job on the computer or wherever you're looking at.
Yeah, if you don't like your job, then, I mean, you quit, find something you like. But no one's saying that the finding a job that you like is going to be easy. Like, a lot of us get complacent in our jobs. A lot of us, you know, we get into our careers. We decide this is what we're going to do. We get into the careers. We get comfortable. We get good money. And then, you know, we get frustrated or bored with it, and the thought of leaving is enticing. But the thought of doing that work drives a lot of people away, because if you want another job, it's like it's the numbers games I used to tell with women. You go to a club, you don't have to have the best game in the world. But, you know, if you're trying to take a girl home that night, you know, if there's 1,000 women in the club, you should holler at 1,000 of them, because you only need one to say yes to make it a good night. So if you want another job.
I mean, at some point we get into the law of diminishing returns, but, yeah, it is a numbers game. But at some point it's like, yo, because I do I work with and I talk with enough chicks that they hate where they feel like, yo, you just holler at anything. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a rule to that.
But if she hates that they holler at anything, how do they know what you holler at? Unless you hollered at her before.
Nah, but if you're in the club, I mean, they just see you hollering at everybody, 1,000 chicks, and like, yo, I just seen you holler at 70 other chicks, and now you're coming over here to talk to me? Beat it.
Hey, look, that's fine. She's one of the no's. All you need is one to say yeah. She could be the one who just walked in there and realized that you hollered at 70 chicks prior, and now she give you the yeah because she thinks she's the lucky one, and now you got yourself a Lizzo. And you got a good night, a good loving woman. Cook and clean for you. All you need is one. What's wrong, DJ Cesar? I'm just saying, Lizzo looked like she can cook. She looked like she would take care of a guy the way she complained about men. I think she's right. I support her. So, you know, I think I think when it comes to, you know, looking for a job, you got to put that complacency away. You got to realize that if you don't want your job, if you don't like your job, you know, just go find another one. It doesn't mean that's going to be easy. That's all. That's all. DJ Cesar, you'll find another job when you really want to. But until then, you got to get back on that strip, make my money. Make daddy his money. All right. So is that all you got with that there, Blur?
Yeah, man, I just wanted to get that off. And it wasn't even that serious, because I had to deal with some. I don't know, man. You know, I'm a nice person. Like, I feel like I like my job. So I come in here, you know, trying to be upbeat. And that's why I'm having a bad day. I don't take on nobody else. But it seemed like I ran into, like, 3 different people like that today. I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's me. Maybe it is me, because I know I'm going on vacation tomorrow, taking a little trip, that I just seem like everyone else don't want to be helpful.
You excited for vacation tomorrow?
Oh, no, you know, I was thinking about that when I was driving back into the office. I mean, I do want to see my family, man. I miss seeing the family. I hope I get to be the crazy uncle to my nieces and nephews. I'm trying to decide what drinking game I'm going to teach them. They all teenagers, so it's about time they learn something.
But you don't drink. But you don't drink. You only got one liver.
Kidney. But, yeah, I can still teach them some
same
games.
Difference.
You know what I mean?
Kidney, liver, same difference.
Same thing. You're right. I can still teach them some drinking games, you know what I mean? It's about that time.
We
all got to learn at some point.
What drinking games? I always wonder, like, when you start teaching the youth that. So let's say, okay, so, I mean, I'm going to put, I don't know if I can put this. This is kind of personal. It's about your brother's child. I'll talk to you about that. But, like, when do you start, like, when your nieces and your nephews get old enough where you know they're drinking, they might not be old enough to drink, but you know they're going to get a couple wine coolers in them. Like, when do you start saying, yo, I'll let you have a drink around me? DJ Cesar is adamant. She don't want none of her nieces and nephews drinking until they're 21. I told her she's out of her mind. It's not going to happen. Like, her little nephew's been drinking since Lord knows how long. He thinks he could drink me underneath the table. But, like, when do you hand your nieces and nephews? At what age? Is it when they hit college? I got a little niece that's, it's her freshman year in college. I still don't know if I'm giving her, like a shot of vodka.
No shot.
Oh, yeah. No one should ever take shots. But
for me, it will be some point in college. Some point in college.
Because I think
so not
even with just my nieces and nephews, like even my son, he's 17. He said he's not going to drink. He's adamant on wanting to be the designated driver, so he thinks that's cool. Which I commend him on that because I think that's cool too. But I think I do want to share a drink with my son at some point. That just seems like something I would enjoy. But yeah, college age when you know they out on their own. I don't.
So why? But of course, to all the listeners, you're probably like, yo, why is Beach Bum gone to harping on this fact? Like, I tried to get Blur to drink as a kid, and he wouldn't do it. So now it just amazes me that you think in your head it'd be nice to have a drink with your son when you don't drink, and he don't want to drink.
Yeah, but, I mean, I've had drinks. I don't drink, and I don't remember the last time I did have a drink, but I know I've had drinks before. So if I do drink again, or if my son chooses to have a drink, I want to do that with him. It ain't like, I mean, a Jack and Ginger or a Jack and Coke ain't like no life-changing experience, but you know what I mean? Sit down, have a beer or something with my son, talk to him about life.
I'm with you. I just wonder, like, I'm scared. Like, I'm going to have that with Julius or with my son, you know, before he goes to college, just because I don't want him to be shell-shocked. I don't want him to get to college and be like, oh, nah, I can do a keg stand. It's like, nah, yo, don't be that dude. Like, don't be that dude that everyone's looking at the party, like, because you think it's cool. It's not. Like, play the size. The girls like you when you're just chilling on the wall by the blinds. Like, no one likes the dude who's doing the keg stand who wants to be the center of attention. Just sit on the side by the blinds. Tell a girl you like the way her toes are painted. It's not difficult. But I do want to have that drink with him before he goes to college simply because I don't want him to be shell-shocked. I don't want him to get to college and just think that, I don't know what this is going to feel like, but everybody likes it, so let me just drink as much as I can. So I'm with you. But, like, when it comes to your nieces, like, that's going to be interesting because, you know, cool. I guess you got to clear with their parents, don't you? If it's cool for you to slide them a drink or teach them a drinking game. Well, what's the drink? What's your go-to drinking game?
Ain't there, like, questions? I don't know. I don't know what drinking games are called where, like, you ask a question and if somebody answers or if they don't ask another question, then they got a drink. What's that called? You played that one?
Yeah, I played that one. I don't like playing it is called questions, ain't it? I don't like that game because you get too personal information. See, I don't like any games where you need to reveal personal information. I don't like those. I like playing numbers.
How'd that go?
Boom. So numbers is any time. So you start counting. So everybody's in a circle. You count, or is it called sevens? Like you start counting, and anytime you get to a number with seven in it. Or anything divisible by seven, you go back the opposite way. And whoever messes up has to drink. You go put in a bit. So I like that because it's educational and fun. And a lot of people aren't good at math, so I used to win all the time. Now, spoon.
Yeah, man, it seemed like the Asians would have an advantage in a game like that, man.
You said the Asians?
Yeah. The Asians and the Indians.
I bust a lot of people's ass in that game. Spoons was always a go-to. You ever play Spoons?
I did. You know what's funny? I remember playing Spoons when I was in law school in L.A. The girl I started dating out there, like we met online. Black Planet, I think, we met online. My first time meeting up with her was a birthday party of hers. And we started playing Spoons. I don't even remember how it go, but I know that game got a special place in my heart because of that memory.
Yo, Spoons is a classic game. Now, did y'all play with playing cards? Did y'all just, like, how did y'all play it?
Yo, I don't even remember. To be honest, I don't even remember the rules of the game. I don't remember how you play it, but I just remember playing it somehow.
So basically everyone gets, depending on how many people are playing. So if you got five people, there's four spoons in the middle of the table. Everybody has cards in the hand. They're all face cards. when so somebody is designated to say left or right. So you put the card to the left, but you have to end up with having four face cards in your hand, or four of a kind, because if you're playing with like 10 people, you gotta use four. You gotta use four of a kind. Get four of a kind, and then when somebody grabs four of a kind, you gotta grab a spoon, and everybody grabs a spoon, and whoever doesn't have the spoon has to drink whatever's in the middle. Now you can also fake it, and like you can go grab a spoon when you don't have four of a kind, and then somebody can call you. Call you on it, and if you let your hand go and you don't have four of a kind, you got to take two shots. I think that's how we used to play it.
Oh, what is that?
What's on my foot? Yeah, I think I got a piece of chocolate. I thought it was poop. Poop on my foot, and then I rubbed it on my finger. So I guess Blur can't talk that much right now, but thank you, DJ. It's chocolate. Thank God. I thought I had poop on my toes. And it's always that scary moment where you go, oh, I must have dropped it from a cookie. It's always that scary moment where you go to smell it. Like, why don't we just wipe it off? Why do we go smell it? Why do we have to smell to check? Is that like a defense? Is that like a survival thing? I don't know why I would have poop on my toes, but
Why is that your first thought though? Like, why it goes to poop? Like, what do you think the poop on your toes would have came from?
Walking out.
I mean, I understand you go to the worst place scenario, your worst thought. Like, oh my God, worst case scenario, that's poop. But I don't know if that where my mind would have went.
Oh, I see it. Give me another napkin. Well, because it's dark and it's mushy. What other things are dark and mushy?
I mean, I guess so. I don't know. I mean, maybe I feel like my mind would have ran down a list of things before poop, but I don't know. Maybe that's like top two on the list.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, well, let's knock out some of these topics and we can have this discussion. I guess DJ Sintar had to yell at her son because he took a shower for 30 minutes, and he was still funky when he got out. He had in there washing. You should run up on him in there and make sure you got soap all over him. Yo, it's got to suck when you're at that age where, like, you know, you sit in the shower, and I guess for some reason everyone is at that age where they don't feel like showering. And then, like, you get out, and you're funky, and then your parents say to go shower again, and then your mom, like, opens the curtain on you, and you're like, yo, man, you can't be in here. I'm naked. But they don't trust you to take a shower. That ever happened to you, Blur?
Nah, I don't think I got that memory, man.
Yeah, I don't. My mom always threatened that she would come in on me. I don't think she ever did. The worst was just, I'll tell you the worst growing up is just when my dad got arrested. So, like, I'll be in the shower, and then he come in there and, like, want to take a shit. And it's just like, yo, dog. And then he couldn't flush because, you know, he flushed the toilet. Water gets scalding hot, and then he wouldn't let the top down when he was done, so I get out the shower. There's like a whole log of poop in there. I don't think I'd do that to my son. I think that's one of those parenting things that I'll let, I won't pass down to my son. But, you know. I know. All right, so what we got to talk about? Let's talk about some old topics we got to get rid of. So, all right, so I had, because we had such a crazy show last week, we're going to burn through some of these old topics just to get rid of them. So I've had trouble sleeping. You know, I go through these stints where, like, when I'm asleep, like, I'll roll over and wake up, or I got to go to the bathroom. And then when I get back in bed, like, I'll start thinking about things. And when my mind starts racing, like, I can't go back to sleep, right? Like, I'll just start, like, I can't sleep when I'm thinking, right? So and it's not even, like, anything bad. Like, I'm not worried about anything. I'm not upset about anything. I'll just be thinking, oh, yeah, for work, I got to do this, this, and that. And when this money comes in, I got to put it here. And then I'm like, ah, you know, for the business, you know, I want to do this, this, and this. I need to market here, here, here. For the T-shirts, I do this. And my mind will start racing. I'm like, fuck, I can't sleep, right? And then I'll start tossing and turning. And DJ Susire, and I'll start tossing. And I'm like, damn, I'm going to wake her up. So how I solve this problem is I get up, I go downstairs, and I go just lay down on the couch, right? I don't turn on the TV. So I end up watching TV all night. I'll do one of two things. I'll start, I'll log into work and start work because that always puts me to sleep because as an accountant, it's boring as hell. Or I'll get online, I'll get on my phone, and I'll start looking at Venmo payments. So I don't know if y'all know this, but when you log into Venmo, you can see all your friends and friends' associates, and they always put a description on what they paid for. I don't know why Venmo does this, but you can always, like, you can always see the description of what your friends and friends' associates, because some of these people I don't even think are, like, my actual friends on, I mean, I guess they might be on Facebook or Instagram. I don't really pay attention to all those people that's on there. But, like, y'all not even being discreet. Like, dudes out here really, like they're sending women money, and you can tell it's for, like, pussy.
What, how do you know it's, like, do they just spell it out, or you'd be like, oh, $40, I know what the 40 go for.
Nah, it'd be like $40 for your son's school chocolate, and it's like July. And I know they son. They ain't in school. They ain't selling chocolate. And I'd be just sitting there reading like, man, yo. And a lot of them are like my friends. Well, it's really the couple single friends that I have. And it's just like, man, yo, y'all really out here, like, just sending Venmo for cheeks, man. And I guess it's more efficient than taking them out to dinner because, I mean, if you can send a girl 50, if you buy a woman, you knocking her boots, she got a kid, and she got to sell some chocolates for school, and you buy all his chocolate box out, and you get to smoke her boots because of that, that's cheaper than taking her on a date. So I guess it's not a bad deal. And be able to just Venmo the cash, it's pretty efficient. Like, paying for cheeks has gotten pretty damn creative. I even saw online earlier today, it was a post saying, can a guy take a woman out with only $50 if he being too cheap? And I thought to myself, that sounds like a great day. Like, you can have a great day for $50. But women are upset that $50 ain't enough. If he only got $50, he better keep it because he obviously need it. And I'm like, man, yo. Like, you can take, like, look, me and DJ C-Sire first date was to the Washington Museum. The Smithsonian. Hey, Blur, put yourself on mute, man. You clacking away like crazy.
My bad. I thought I was on mute.
Nah, you good. Like, we went to the Smithsonian. And those was free. You can stand out there in the museums all day. Look, and it was a gangster. Our first meal was a hot dog. Yeah, we got a hot dog. We got a hot dog and a soda at the outside the Smithsonian. Now, we went and spent good money at that African restaurant. Or that Moroccan, the Arabian joint. But and that was the first time the dude was like, yeah. We served the men first, and I was like, oh, I'm not that tight. It's okay. You can serve her. He's like, no, it's our culture. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, does that mean the women got to pay? And he laughed and said, no. It's a bad deal. So I don't know. So if y'all ever get a chance, you know, just go through your friend's Venmo payment and just enjoy yourself. Enjoy the comments. If you're one of those people,
now, I don't have Venmo.
Oh, you got
I don't have Venmo, but what's the reason that they show you everybody's payment? I feel like I wouldn't want that. Like, I don't want people knowing that I'm sending money.
I wouldn't want it either, but you see every time somebody, one of your friends or somebody in your phone pays for something. And I don't know why they show it. I feel like that's violating some privacy law. Because if I'm paying somebody for something, like, that's just between me and that person. It shouldn't be between me and the community. But Venmo allows you to see the community. And they are out here paying for cheeks, man. Somebody put Olive Garden. Ha, ha, ha. I already knew what that meant. I already knew what that meant. These chicks still out here eating chicken Alfredo. God bless them. Remember chicken Alfredo? You used to really impress a chick. You get that chicken Alfredo. Oh, you can eat salad, baby. Those were the good days. So if you get, so if you are playing with Venmo, watch yourself. Watch your comments. Oh, I dropped the mic. Sorry if that hit the feedback. Let me get the mic. Feedback. DJ C. Sign just looked at the mic as it fell. Oh, it's because I didn't open the stand all the way. My apologies. Another old topic, nose hairs. I don't know if it's testosterone, if it's losing testosterone, gaining testosterone. But my nose hairs, as I got older, out of control. Now, I used to be, and my grandfather used to have, like, the nose hairs that, like, when you saw them, you saw the nose hairs coming out of the nose. I used to be like, yo, that's so nasty. I didn't even know there was, like, nose, I don't know if there was nose hairs clippers back then. But, like, it was awful. I used to see when the boogers be on them, too, like, the little white dots, you know what I mean, because they'd be hanging on his nose hairs. So that, like, affected me as a kid, because my grandpa would be like, yo, come hug me, booby. And I'm like, nah, yo, you're going to put your face on my shoulder, and it's your nose hairs, right? So it's always affected me to the point where, like, I was really excited when DJ C-Sire bought me a nose hair, one of them automatic nose hair clippers. But I got to know, is anybody else, and it might just be because I just hit 40, does anybody feel like their nose hairs are out of control now? I feel like every other day, like, my nose starts itching. You would think that I was on cocaine or something. But it's just that my nose hairs are just getting out of control. They're just growing out of my face. I use them, like, every week.
At least I don't have hair growing out your ears.
Oh,
air. But that's isn't that, like, a thing, though? Like once you start trimming something, it grows back thicker or faster? I mean, I do think it might just be an age thing, because I know that's a thing for, like, old people, nose hair and ear hair. But, I mean, I feel like I use my trimmers. I don't know how often. Maybe, but I do trim it up every couple of weeks. I don't know if that's fast or not.
Yeah, my joints is, like, every week. Now, I do agree with that. Once you start shaving something, it starts growing back quicker. Because I didn't have facial hair my entire college career. And when I started getting my hair cut, man used to cut me up. And I'm like, man, I wish I could just get one little chin strap. And he's like, well, I'll just start, you know, shaving your face. It'll activate the hairs on your face. You know what I mean? And then you'll be able to get a chin strap. And I'm like, all right. Like, I don't, it didn't make any sense to me. And now every time I shave my face, like, I get, like, the Seinfeld, like, Wolfman complex. That joint grows back in, like, a day and a half. That's why I always end up with huge beards, because I just get eventually tired of going to the barbershop. So I don't know if me – but see, you're not shaving your nose hairs, right? You're just clipping them like halfway. You're not getting it all the way to the root like you are with your face. I don't understand why that would make it grow faster, cutting it halfway off. You ever pull out –
I don't know, man. I think my trimmer's up there and I wiggle it around. I'm pretty sure I am getting it down to the root.
That's scary. I'd be worried about hitting my brain. Because ain't like your nasal passage and your mouth passage open.
It increases your bacteria. Cancer bacteria.
You get COVID. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty scary, man. I don't try to get that too deep up my nose. Even though cutting your nose hairs with scissors, man, that's a dangerous game. You be rolling the dice. You don't know if you're on the skin or not until you hit that clip part. And you just pray that, you know, you're not cutting your nose in half. So shout out to all the 40-year-olds, man. Your nose hairs, you know. Shout out to everybody with the nose hair problems, man. I feel your pain. What other old topic we got? So the fight at the Los Angeles Rams game. It was a viral video. And I know we're getting through old topics. I just want to touch on them so I can erase them off the list. Old topic, man, but if you haven't seen the video, it was a guy at the Rams game. He was, like, it looked like he was beefing with, like, five other Mexicans. And he might have been Mexican himself. And eventually,
a Mexican woman. Let me stop saying they're Mexicans. I don't know. I tell you, I have a hard time telling race and heritage from people. I don't know, but they look like they was of Spanish descent. And not that that matters. I'm just trying to set the scene. But this Latino, Latinx, this lady throws a cup at this dude when he wasn't looking. She hits him with the cup. He turns around and tries to back fist, because it wasn't a backhand. Like, he swung his fist backwards. Everybody in front of him. At one point, somebody behind him put 2 feet on his ass and pushes him over the seat. And 5 Latinx people decide to pummel him, right? While his man is in the hall, or I don't know if it was his man or the other people's man. It's just a random black dude started fighting everybody on the hall, on the stairwell. And I just want to ask this question to the crowd, to Blur, to DJ Cesar. At what age are you too old to fight in public? I say 24. Once I pass 24, I'm not going to fight. Unless I have to fight you, I'm not going to fight you. It's too much energy. Bad things can happen. I'm at the age now where if I have to physically fight somebody, I'm trying to figure out how to end it quickly. And if I'm trying to figure out how to end it quickly, it's probably the most dangerous for you. Like, the first thing I thought was, I'm trying to invite that man close to the edge so I can throw him over top of the stands, just so the fight doesn't last long. But he might die, and I might go to jail. But I'm not fighting no longer than 20 seconds. So, DJ Cesar, you saw the viral video fight. Did you think it was an impressive fight? Did you think it was embarrassing for those people?
It wasn't impressive. I feel bad for the man that got killed, because he was just responding to the woman that threw the cup, and I don't know what he thought he was doing with the Three Stooges triple smack, quadruple smack.
He tried to clean all of them up with that backhand fist. And missed all of them.
Yeah, they were too old. I don't know about too old. I don't know about any of that.
Are you fighting anybody?
No. Well, I mean, you could have asked me that 20 years ago. I still would have
been. No. You wouldn't fight nobody over me 20 years ago?
No. Can't help that. Mm-hmm. Just tell people to go try and start a fight, whether they want it. 60, 40.
Yeah, I'm calling the police, yo. I haven't done a crime in a long time. I'm calling the police. Blur, you too old to fight it, but you still get out here and tussle with these kids?
You know what's funny? Because I do think I'm too old to fight, but I also believe, like, there's a time and a place for everything. I have, and this may be revealing too much, I don't say fantasies or visions or, I don't know, like, I visualize fighting every day. I don't think a day goes by where I don't visualize getting into it with somebody. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's not normal, but, yeah, and I mean, obviously I feel like I'm too old to fight, but I feel, I go through daily scenarios of, like, yeah, we could get it cracking for this reason if this played out this way. So I do feel like I'm too old to fight, but at the same time, I realize there's things that can lead up to it.
And this is with random people in the streets?
Yeah, anytime, anywhere. I mean, yeah, like just being out in the grocery store, in the mall, I mean, in the bank. At the gas station. I mean, at least once a day, I play out a situation in my head where hands have to get thrown, and if it comes to that. So, yeah.
Look, I always say I'm too old to fight, because I really don't think I'm getting in a fight with anybody. But I do understand how I could put myself in a situation where someone might decide they want to fight me because of something I said. Like, for example, I was at, what was I? I was just somewhere, and I said, excuse me, sir, to a guy. And I don't know if he didn't hear me or he just wasn't paying attention. I was like, yo, excuse me. And he turned around and said, oh. And, like, he got out the way. But in my head, I was like, yo, this is the last excuse me, sir, before I say, hey, motherfucker, move. And then if you approach somebody with the hey, motherfucker, move, like, you got to be ready for a fight. I don't want to fight. I feel like I still might, you know, I feel like I got about 15 good seconds in me. I could fight anybody for a good 15, 20 seconds. But, you know, years of drinking, I'm out of shape. I don't know what my adrenaline is going to give me. It might get me to 45, but I'm pretty sure it ain't going to last more than a minute before I'm at this point, like, my back is hurt. So, but visualizing fighting somebody every day, yeah, that's, you might need to see somebody. You might have anger issues. You might need to sit down on someone's couch and talk about your problems. You might need a hug.
No, I mean, saying it out loud, yeah. This is the first time I've ever said that out loud. It does sound a little off, but just throughout my day, I don't feel like it's off. I feel like it's kind of normal. And obviously, I ain't been in a fight in a long time, so I ain't acting on it. And it's never played out in any way that I visualized. But, yeah, I mean, I see myself fighting every day.
Yeah, you might need to sit down. Somebody, you know, pat you on your back and tell you it's all right. Like, you get you some peace in your life, man. I don't think that's normal. Ask your son if he feels like if he envisions fighting somebody every day. I got to make sure that don't transfer to my nephew. I need him to be a little.
Oh, he absolutely don't. I'll be running scenarios by him, and he'd be like, "Yo, I'll just walk away." And I'll be like, "Come on, man." You know, high school, like, you still, I mean, junior high and high school, you still, like, I mean, people still trying to find a pecking order. So you still got some dickheads out there who want to bully and stuff. Like, you try to let my son know, like, sometimes you might have to, like, you got to put your foot down. You can't always just walk away because, I mean, if you let bullshit slide, bullshit going to keep sliding.
Yeah, I mean, but it's good that he might be smart enough to realize there really isn't a pecking order. It doesn't matter what they think. It doesn't matter what they say. All you got to do is tell the bully, hey, man, if you bother me, I'm going to go finger your girl. And he's going to leave you alone. Because he's going to say, yo, you couldn't do that. But when he goes away, he's going to think, like, damn, yo, I wonder if he could get her. And then you just tell him, like, hey, when she's by herself, just tell him to go put his hand on the locker and just ask her how she's doing. And then, boom. You done messed his mind up, yo. You got to learn to play mind games with people.
You really are. I feel like you might be out of touch with the youth, man. I really, with that answer right there, I really feel like you might be out of touch with the youth.
Well, that's what I'm going to tell my son. Hey, look, just go in there and tell him, just whisper in his ear, like, don't make me go finger your girl in library class. And just walk away. Yeah. Look, DJ C-Side is disgusted. You'd rather him fight, huh?
Yeah.
Well, he did not force himself.
Well, I mean, no one's going to let you do that.
So, you let me finger you all the time.
You said in class.
You've never gotten fingered in class?
What are you talking about?
Nobody ever popped your cherry in class?
Again.
Well, you went to
again,
a little. You
went
like to a
little.
You went to one of those right wing schools, though. They might not have been. They might have been scared of the black.
Again,
the black gushiness.
Like sexual assault to me.
Not if she's okay with it. I'm just asking. You ever finger somebody in class, Blair?
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
See? Poor DJ Cesaro. Look, you come to my high school reunion, I'll finger you at the reunion so you can have it. Not if you like it.
Yeah.
There you are. Alright, so that's that. What other topics we got? Data breach T-Mobile. Does anybody want to discuss that? I got T-Mobile. It looks like all my information is now on the black web. It looks like I'm hoping that, like, when they start, like, using my credit card and cloning my stuff, like, anything I've bought within the last year, I'm like, yo, that ain't me. They stole it. Like, I would really, like, can I get a new Social Security number and a new credit score? I mean, my credit score is good, but like, can I get, like, a brand new, like, perfect credit score? If they stole my information? I got to figure out how this dark web thing works. But, yeah, so Big Daddy Reach and T-Mobile. Go ahead, Blair.
I was going to say, at first I didn't think it was that big of a deal because it's T-Mobile. My son and his mom are both with T-Mobile because they were Sprint, so they now with T-Mobile. And because T-Mobile put out the statement or whatever, like, hey, there probably was a data breach, but they didn't get any pertinent information. And then a hacker put out, like, a little snippet, a little sample of what they got.
Yes,
it was like,
did.
Oh, yeah, we got credit card information, we got socials, we got EIN numbers, we got everything we need. But I saw right after that, I saw a news report, and like, yo, the hackers don't even be hackers for real. It's like you could go on to a website, and you could, like, purchase a hacker kit, like, plug and play. It's like you ain't not, like, know how to code or nothing. Like same way you check out at Amazon, you could check out on, like, the dark web and buy, like, what's the shit that got the pipeline shut down, the ransomware or whatever?
Yeah.
You could buy, like, prefab ransomware, and all you got to do is, like, send it somewhere. Like, you don't even got to do it. It's like they have hacker kits and hacker sample kits, so you ain't got to do nothing. Just, like, send out the email.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. But, like, all of our information, like, once we started putting our credit card numbers on the telephone, once we started paying for things online on the computer, like, all this stuff is gone, right? It's just a matter of being able to prove of what you did and what you didn't do so that they can fix it. That's really it. Because all of our stuff's online. They got it all. If they really
do you really think that, though? Because, like, my son and I, we don't use, like, I guess y'all would have, like, Apple Wallet. Like, we got Google Wallet. We got Samsung Pay. And neither one of us use it. For that reason, because we feel like we don't want that information stored on the phone. Like, I do believe, like, in metadata, but I don't know if hackers are getting metadata. Like, I feel like they only get stuff that's, like, stored on your phone.
See, I don't really know. I mean, you're more into computers and stuff than me. I'd say that, you know, anytime you use your credit card at a 7-Eleven, it's probably not the safest place to use your card, and somebody got it. Like, once I started going places and you were putting your credit card in gasoline stations outside, I was like, yeah, they got the information. Like, if they really wanted it, they could get it. I don't think any of that stuff is hacker-proof. And I think a lot of the stuff is they take your information for, you know, like you said, for ransomware. Like, if you don't, like, we got all this information, and we'll sell it on the dark web, and whoever wants it, if they end up using your Social Security number by random, then, you know, it is what it is. So, yeah, T-Mobile, you about to clean up everything on my credit because I'm saying it got hacked. Thanks.
I did get a check not too long ago. I think I told y'all about that. I got a check not too long ago because, was it Experian that got hacked like a year or so ago?
Yeah.
One of the credit reporting companies, credit bureau, got hacked. And, like, if you signed up for it, you could get, like, a couple $100 back or you got, like, free credit monitoring services for a year. I'm like, I don't want y'all monitoring service. Give me the money. Got me a check. Took like a year or so to get it, but I mean, nice little payment.
Yeah. Hey, we got Minivan online. Minivan, what's popping, my G?
How y'all doing, beautiful people? Over here just packing for this quick family reunion this weekend. How y'all doing this evening?
You excited to head out of town? You on vacation, too. Big frenzy, big party. You excited?
I don't know if I'd call it a vacation, but, I mean, it's going to be interesting once I get there. It's going to be pretty layered. You know, a lot of people meeting for the first time.
How you got a family reunion and people are meeting for the first time? Y'all got, like,
that's how family reunion works, though, man. You meet family
right.
That you ain't met before.
You know what I mean? I ain't never seen you before. Where your name tag at? Who are you? Cousin Pete.
Who in y'all family have y'all? I guess we nieces and nephews. I mean, y'all were the types that y'all left after high school and really never moved back home. But yeah, man, I feel like y'all should be excited, man. Isn't everyone excited? I mean, look, I'm saying that to Jess because if I ever got invited to any one of my family's reunions, because I don't get invited to any of my family's reunions, like, it'd be a little stressful.
That seems like a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I belong to, like, six different families, and none of them invite me to a family reunion. It's pretty funny. Like, it's pretty disturbing, but it's pretty funny. It's the reason why I want to change
my sure. I'm pretty sure we invited you to this one. I just want to point that out there. I'm pretty sure we invited you to this one. Just throw that out there.
But see, that convolutes the story, because as much as we are family, as much as we love each other, like, I'm not related to y'all. Like, I would be meeting y'all, some of y'all family for the first time. Like, oh, I didn't realize that y'all grown up now. Like, some of y'all family you haven't seen since kids. But y'all would know.
Right.
But y'all should be excited, though, right?
I mean, I got beat up because of you, so we're not going to go there. So we're definitely family. So we're just going to dispel
that.
Yo,
I did not break y'all toilet, yo.
See, you know
bro,
exactly
you
what you're talking
right.
about. So clearly.
look, and I tell you, it's funny because my mom listens. It is weird, though, because that was Thanksgiving. Why did my family leave me alone on Thanksgiving?
You were with us. Like, hey, go,
no,
you know how,
like,
your wife set up play dates?
Like,
hey,
parents,
go play with those boys over there.
Yeah, like, my parents were gone for the weekend, and I was basically just chilling at y'all house during the day and would come back to my house at night. I swear when I flushed the toilet, it went down. I don't know what happened after that. Look, y'all, I don't know what kind of plumbing y'all had over there on Flatland Avenue, but I've never had any problem with shits going down in the toilet. DJ C. Siren has lived with us, with each other for, how long have we lived with each other? 10 years now? 12 years? Have there ever been a problem with my shits going down the toilet? I still claim that it wasn't me. I've never had a problem.
Wait, is she monitoring your shit now?
Well, no, I mean, but, like, if something happened with the toilet, and I was like, yo, I need the plunger, or, yo, the toilet's broke, she wouldn't hear it. But, like, there's never been a problem. I've never had a problem, and I poop a lot. Like, I poop 2-3 times a day. It always goes down first flush. Like, my shit is light. It is buoyant. It floats. It don't think. So
yo, I don't really like the way this conversation went. I really don't like the way this is going, but I do want to ask, because you mentioned it, Gun. I take multiple flushes. Like, I thought that was normal. Is you capping over there?
Ask DJ Z Siren. She hears me in the bathroom. I'm one flush Tony. The only time when I have to do multiple flushes is when I Oh yeah, it's because it stinks. Because I'll poop straight for about 10 minutes, and it'd be like a lot of poop in the bowl to the point where, like, the poop is outside of the water. It looks like a little island has formed. So I won't wipe my ass.
I don't
want to
participate.
Yeah, I feel like that's just too much for the toilet. So I'll give the flush there to get all the waste out, and then I'll wipe. Or if DJ C Siren yells, "Yo, give me a courtesy flush because it stinks." But yeah, I you take multiple flushes, Blur?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm as much as I like pee in the shower to conserve water, I don't do that on the toilet. So I do courtesy flushes. Like, I mean, and shout out to Jose Canseco. I learned that from Jose Canseco on the TV show he was on about courtesy flushes. Now, you flush soon as it get there, so they ain't got no time for the smell to escape. It come out you, and it's down. It's gone. So, yeah, I give courtesy flushes if I'm having a real experience.
Yeah, I do that when I'm at someone else's house. Like if I can't hold it and I got to let one go in your crib, then I'll give a courtesy flush. Like, as soon as it hit the boop, I'm flushing. Right? I'm flushing and spraying. But if I'm at my own crib, yo, you better bask in this ambiance. Let that permeate through the air and enrich the soil of your nose.
See, that sounds like the benefit of being married. That's what that sounds like right there.
So, I can't let it run through your nose hair. But, and this is why I don't believe that back in 1998, I broke y'all toilet.
I don't think it was me. I think there was a a pooper in the grassy knoll. Somebody set me up.
All I know is I got hemmed up.
I think y'all got beat.
But we're going to change the topic.
I mean, y'all got beat for somebody else's poop. And the fact that your dad beat y'all because I took a poop in the crib is messed up. Hey, what if I had IBS? Hey, what if I had a medical condition?
It wasn't Pops, though. That was our older brother.
Right.
Still.
He need a hug and some counseling, but, you know, we still love him.
Your older brother took a lot of creatine. It might have been him. He might have set y'all up. He might have set y'all up and told it was me. I remember those creatine.
Might have been a military flashback.
Oh, man. All right, so, yeah, what was we talking about? How do we get on that subject? I forgot how we got on that subject. Oh, yeah, family reunion, man. So y'all not excited about seeing the family, man? It's always good to see family. Look, man, there's a lot of people dying.
I'm excited for these edibles that I ordered.
For these who?
Edibles that... Wait, can I say that? Never mind. I'm just going to be quiet. But, yeah.
Yeah, no one knows your real name.
You ordered edibles? Last time... Yo, you got to holler at Tyree. His people's... I mean, one cookie, and it was like... Man, it was a beautiful night.
We use fake names for a reason. Don't use anyone's real name. Jesus. I just said no one knows your real name, and you just dropped somebody else's government.
I mean, technically, it's legal in New Jersey anyway, so by all means, get your money.
And a location.
And the location. She just gave him real name GPS. You're terrible at this, minivan.
Hey, man, y'all ain't know I work for the feds on the low?
Oh,
I was just about to say, man, you might be a narc. You might. What was the, be 21 Jump Street, whatever they was.
I literally had to have this conversation with my students. They didn't understand it, or they couldn't grasp the concept that teachers are legal reporters. It's certain things that you tell us that we have to, like, turn it in. I'm not going to jail for none of my students. I love them, but certain things they say, I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. And I'm going straight to the principal and straight to the on-duty police officer because I got kids and I'm not going to jail for y'all.
You can go to jail if you don't tell a principal something?
That's a t-shirt. Depending on what it is, we can have our license revoked and face charges, yes.
I just think you might just lose the job, but.
Yo, y'all not.
We have to go through,
you can fire me. You can fire me. I can understand that. But you're not going to put me in jail for something I ain't do.
You didn't do it. You said you didn't report it.
No, just because I ain't snitch, you're not going to put me in jail.
Why? Don't move where I live, then.
Look, I get getting fired. Like, if somebody out here, like, taking little kids' cakes, like grown man out here, you know, busting the guts of these little kids, yeah, you need to report that. But if you don't report it, like, you're not going to put me to jail for those charges. Like, I did it.
I'm
going to Nino Brown.
The different charge.
That's still one of the biggest regrets I had in my life. Like I'm not going to have that discussion here. Yeah, that was tough. I wish I was smart enough as a kid to report something like that. But I didn't, you know, when a girl tells you she's in love, you believe it.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy, though. That's crazy, though, minivan. So, yeah, edibles. So, hey, so we started this conversation with Blur being excited about giving his nephews and his nieces something to drink and play drinking games. Are you cool with giving your nephews and nieces edibles?
If their parents say so, yeah.
Damn.
I was there the first time my own child had an edible, and the first time she took her first hit. She had been asking for like 2 years. She let me and her mom know that she was going to experiment with marijuana, and she preferred for it to be with me, with her parents, so she knows she was in a safe environment. So her mom surprised her for her 17th and was like, let's go.
Yeah. Man. I guess that's true. Go ahead, minivan.
It's one of those things she said, when I turn 18 and leave this house, I'm going to do it. So I'd rather you guys prepare me for it so I know I'm safe and I'm not somewhere where I'm taking advantage of. It's like, what do you
so
do at that,
said
that point?
She was going to do it. See, and this is the interesting about being. This is the interesting thing about being a parent. She told you that when she turns 18 and leaves this house, she's going to do it. Were you still supporting her financially at that point?
Yes, of course. She was like 15, 16.
No, when she said she was, when she turns 18, she was going to do it. She was going to leave your house, and she was going to experiment it, whether you like it or not. My question to you
well,
is, when she was 18
point,
and left that house, what?
Well, you figure at that point, most 18-year-olds are enrolled in somebody's college, and I don't know how your college is, but, you know, people find what they're looking for, so it was pretty apparent that it was going to happen.
I just feel like if I'm still supporting my kid financially, you're not going to tell me what you're going to do no matter what. Like, I'll beat your ass. Like, if I'm still supporting you financially, you're not telling me what you're going to do. If you're supporting yourself financially, because I did it with my parents. I love my parents. My parents were great. They were supportive as best as they could. They didn't have a lot of money, but they gave me everything in the world that they could. But the day that I woke up out of the matrix and I realized I can take care of myself, cannot ask my parents for a dime, like, to survive, there was nothing they're going to tell me. Now, I still got rushed my dad, so he passed away. But I still hit my mom up for money just, you know, in case she wants to support really her grandson. Her grandson does a lot. I'm like, hey, mom, you want to help your grandson out with something? Because my mom's at a position now where she, like, because I don't ask a lot of stuff, I say, hey, if you want to do something for your grandson, you know, this is what he's doing. And my mom's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I got you a hat. Cool. Thank you. And, look, I'm so appreciative because I do a lot for the kid. When me and DJ C-Sign do a lot for the kid, and it's always great having, you know, that support. But, you know, when I'm 24 and I don't need to ask my parents for a dime, yeah, then I'm going to do what I want to do because I'm not asking for nothing. But if you're 18 and I'm still sending you $40 because you broke and can't go to the club, you're not going to tell me what you're going to do without a problem. Like, I'm going to pull up. We're going to have this conversation about what you really going to tell me what you're going to do. Well, you ain't getting no money, right? DJ, what you think? Am I bugging?
My thing is, what happened to, like, why does everybody
got to
tell everybody what you're going to do? I don't have this discussion.
I mean, I guess you don't want your kids saying, yeah, I'm going to do these drugs. I'm going to try these drugs. And I at least, like, I mean, take your position. You are doctorate of pharmacy, you know everything about drugs. So if our kid wanted to experiment with drugs, the person he should talk to the most is you.
No, don't talk to me about it.
Oh, you damn right wing conservative woman, you.
I'm not, number one, I'm not right wing. Number two, I'm not conservative. I just don't think you should.
But what Minivan is saying that as an adult, he's going to try it anyway. So the person who could educate him the most about it is either you or his friends on the streets.
Well,
who would you rather come to?
Well, if I say no, and I mean, if you're coming to me because you trust my opinion, and my opinion is don't do it, but you're going to do it anyway, why'd you come to me? So people do it. Don't come over here and ask my opinion. I give you my opinion. You don't like what my opinion is. You don't give a shit anyway. So you don't give a shit what I say anyway? So guess what? Fuck off. Do whatever you want to do. Don't tell me about it. You want my permission? I'm not giving it to you. So guess what? So if it's important to you, then you ain't going to do it.
You see that? You see what I married? Minivan, what you got?
No comment.
Boy, are you got
I mean, you had a catch 22.
Oh, I thought you... Go ahead, Minivan. I thought you...
Right, you're good. Like, there's nothing you can do at that point. It's like, I mean, you're going to disinvolve your kid because of a bad choice? Man, you know, my parents would have got rid of me 100 times over for bad choices. I mean, you let them fall, you pick them up, dust them off, clean them up.
Don't strong arm me into accepting or saying okay to something you already said you're going to do. I don't have to agree. And don't come to me and say, well, I'm going to do it anyway. Don't try and strong-arm me and saying, oh, okay, then I'm going to allow you to do it because you're going to do it anyway. No. No. It ain't like that. Don't try and trick me
Well, I guess the conversation, hey, put yourselves on mute if whoever's moving boxes. I guess the conversation really becomes, if he tells you he's going to do it, you can say, yo, I don't want you doing it. You're not doing it in my house. You're not doing it around me. But these are the effects of what could happen when you start doing it. These are the long-term effects. This could happen short-term. This could happen if you drive. This is the trouble you can get into if this goes bad. You still want to have that conversation with your child. Right? DJ C. Siren? DJ C. Siren don't care. She don't want to hear nothing, y'all. Look, God bless my son that he has me. This is the reason why I have to stay married to DJ C. Siren. Because DJ C. Siren's going to tell our son, no, figure it out on your own. And my son's going to be like that guy on the five heartbeats who had to become a crackhead and then become a preacher. Because his mom didn't want to help him out. She just told him no. Oh, man.
Go read.
I mean, that is interesting. I mean, it is. But, you know, as a parent, if you know how your kid's, personality traits, and you know that, hey, ain't nothing I can do to stop it, then you might as well let them. It's the same reason I want to have a drink with my kid before he goes to college. I don't want you to be overwhelmed when you see other kids have it.
It doesn't work that way.
Yes, it does.
It didn't work that well with me.
You were drinking wine coolers in high school?
No.
You were drinking. Yes, you were. You told me your mom bought you Smirnoff Ice or Zimas. Don't you lie on this show.
And I didn't drink it with them.
That's because you were scared. They didn't care.
I don't care.
After what your brother put them through, they were surprised that you only wanted one. Shout out to your brother. I don't know if he's listening tonight or not, but he texts me every now and then. But, you know, that was you. That's because of how you and your parents, I don't know if it's his birthday. Shout out to Big Creek. Great album. We haven't done a lot of music reviews. This is one of them type of radio shows. Big Crit's last album is pretty damn dope. But, yeah, so I guess the same thing with Blur Sign. You know, you want to have a drink with your son. And, you know, just so you're not overwhelmed by the time they go to college. That's it. You don't want another kid teaching your kid about stuff and letting them find their limit. That's all I said. But DJ says, oh, you're not easily influenced. That's the other thing. Like, your kid is.
We don't know that.
Yes, I do. He's got my personality. I didn't care. I was willing to roll with everybody, with everything. That's why Minivan and Blur used to get me in so much trouble. I ain't care. Let's go. You ready to go? Let's go. But, all right. So is that all we got on that? Hey, man, y'all have a good family reunion. I wish we could come up, man, but we got a game Sunday morning. Thank you for the invite from your family. I would have loved to see your family and hug your family. Miss your mother so much. She was such an angel. But I would love to come up and hang out with your family because your family, y'all going to have a funny time. It's going to be a lot of good jokes and good laughs, man. So I think y'all going to have a good time. So y'all make sure y'all have a safe trip. Anything, y'all got anything left to say on y'all family reunion coming up? Bring me back a plate, yo. Y'all both on mute, so you got to unmute yourselves.
You know what? Not even just on the family reunion, but as I mentioned earlier, and Minivan, you might just not have heard, I'm at work right now trying to get stuff done before I catch the flight tomorrow. I ain't pack a thing. I ain't wash clothes. Is it rude that I plan on showing up to my sister's house with a bag of dirty laundry to throw in the washing machine? I feel like that might be rude, but she's my little sister, so I don't really, I mean, what's she going to do?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Yeah, if you get on the airplane with a hefty bag, a trash bag full of clothes, I feel like you might get arrested. What's going on in Afghanistan, you can't just be hopping on planes right now with trash bags. I hope you got a suitcase.
Yeah, I've done that before.
No.
I felt bad because the TSA lady, for some reason, I don't know why they felt like they needed to go through my bag, but she went through my bag, and I'm going through the security check, through the pat-down and the wand, and I come out, and I see her, like, with my bag open, and now she's spraying, like, for breathing air freshener in the air. I'm like, oh, damn, my bad. I didn't know you had to go through there. That's dirty laundry. And her and another dude, they just laughing. I'm like, why y'all going through the bag? Like, y'all already sent it through the X-ray. You see it's just clothes.
That's bad, yo. Why are you flying?
I don't know if I'd have told that story.
Why are you flying with dirty laundry, yo?
I was going to go wash it. Matter of fact, it might be the same situation. I was flying home to Jersey from L.A., and I was like, yo, I ain't washed clothes. I'm kind of last minute when it comes to packing, so I just threw a bunch of stuff in the bag. And I was like, yo, I'll wash it when I get there and figure it out.
All right. Hey, man, God bless you, man. Hopefully tomorrow no one curses through your dirty drawers. Hey, got another old topic to discuss. R. Kelly is in court. Now, Blair, you're in the legal system. I am not. But this was the first time that I realized that R. Kelly is just being brought up to trial for all the crimes he committed when he had that Surviving R. Kelly show when he got arrested. Why has this man been in jail for 2 years and hasn't had a trial? I don't know about y'all. I don't know about the legal system. But I feel like if you put me in jail for longer than 2 weeks and you don't know if I'm innocent or not and guilty, you shouldn't have me in jail for that long. Like, there's no way I should be in jail for 2 years before you start deciding if I'm innocent or guilty. I feel like that's terrible in the court system. Blair, you're in the court system, am I all?
Yeah, you are. I mean, it's especially when you get a high-profile case like this, things take their time. Each side wanted to take their time, but I'm pretty sure they do because they don't want no mistakes being made or they don't want to be the one to make the mistakes. And then you add on top of that that the justice system was shut down for the most part all the last year. That's why I'm at work now. And again, we still trying to catch up on stuff from last year. So you got COVID shutting down, and you got a high-profile celebrity with a high-profile federal case. Yeah, it's going to take time because, and it's not like they just get into the hearing, but don't act like they haven't been working on this the entire time. Like, there's been procedures and there's been pleadings and there's been motions. So, yeah, things have been happening. Like, one of the things that happened, his defense team keeps wanting to refer to the fact that he's not on trial for sex. Well, part of it, his main thing is for a RICO charge. And so they keep wanting to bring that up. Like, yo, they got us here for this. And the judge keeps telling him, like, yo, the charges are what the charges are. We've already litigated that. So they have been having litigations.
But before you go any further, I just want a detailed explanation. MX or Money, you're on. You can jump in whenever. But I want a detailed explanation on how I can get arrested, thrown in jail. I'm innocent until proven guilty. But you keep me in jail for 2 years until you decide if I'm innocent or guilty or not. I feel like if I'm found innocent, I should be able to sue the state or the federales or somebody for me being in jail for 2 years when I was just found innocent.
Yeah, you got a right to due process.
Yeah, and due process and a speedy trial are often left up to interpretation. Like, the Supreme Court hears that all the time. But again, like, things have been happening. And then more than likely, people are found innocent. They're found not guilty. Now, if you are found innocent, then, yeah, by all means, go after the state and get your money. But you're being found not guilty is a lot different than being found innocent. And again, like, I'm pretty sure R. Kelly's on his second or third defense team since being arrested. So, and each of them, even the one he has now, filed for continuance, like, yo, give us more time to prepare. So, while some people may say, like, yeah, I've been locked up for 2 years while y'all got this together, part of getting it together was him and his legal team.
Right. Also, a extra little tidbit was, too, I think there was some back and forth between Illinois and the Chargers in New York, right? Yeah, to see who was going to do trial first because he has charges in both states. And they just, you know, they had to figure out who was going to go first. And they decided, of course, New York first because of this, like you said, the racketeering charges. And if they're able to get him on these racketeering charges, the charges in Illinois are going to be easier to pin on him.
That's exactly right.
I didn't listen to it. I walked away to make a drink.
just know if it came from me, it was a good answer. Just know that.
I feel like you shouldn't put me in jail because I might be guilty.
That's how the legal
in jail.
Yes,
2 years.
There's the people that wait in jail for years for trial.
We got
what are
fix
you talking
system.
About?
We got to fix the system. I can understand a month, 2 years. Long time. Hey, Maxie, man, how you doing?
You?
Oh,
that seems good, bro.
Finish your thought, bro.
I was just saying, that's it. I mean, you got cash bail. People get out on bail for that same reason. Like, look, we're not going to hold you because you're innocent until proven guilty, but, yeah, we're going to hold this money or some collateral until you come back. Now, when like R. Kelly's like, yo, you got too much money, you might not come back. We ain't letting you out.
Yeah, I guess that's true, too. Good point. It's a good point, Blair. It's the first one you've made all day. Hey, Maxer, how you holding out, brother? Good to have you on my friend.
Welcome up, man. Appreciate it, bro. Sorry I was late, man. Stuck with me.
I hear that. Hey, so speaking of R. Kelly, are any of y'all excited about Aaliyah music starting to be streamed on?
Just
one in a million? Or so it's not AJ number to number?
That's all. You could already stream AJ number to number.
Man, that's a rough album.
It was already in. Every time you say the title, it's bad.
R. Kelly's a creep. I hope he stays in jail forever. Like, I'm not defending R. Kelly. I just feel like if I did something and y'all didn't know if I was innocent or guilty, and y'all put me in jail for 2 years, but y'all decided. Well, before y'all even started the process of deciding if I was innocent or guilty, I feel like I'd have a huge issue with that. But, yeah, so anybody interested in Aaliyah's album finally being streamed? Million and One? What is it called? I was never an Aaliyah fan. I thought she was good-looking.
You don't remember the song? Your Love is One in a Million.
Look,
that's the name of
I remember thinking she's a real pretty girl not to have. Like, Aaliyah would have had to have gotten a breast job. But the way these Instagram girls are looking right now, like, Aaliyah was a beautiful woman. God rest her soul. I'm not trying to desecrate or do anything in her name. But the way these Instagram girls look now, like, she would have had to get, like, work done, right? She was too skinny. Or am I wrong?
I don't know.
Hold on. Who's that? M. Extra disagreeing?
Yeah, I said. No, I just said Sierra. Well, that was blur, but I just said Sierra never got work done. You know? So, I mean, they're the same kind of frame. I don't think she would have.
Sierra still popping?
Well, she wanted to be. Now she's a wife. But, I mean, so I'm
I mean,
about
yeah, I feel like
career, though.
I feel like Sierra ain't popping right now. This is not to say that these women have to look like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying that. Aaliyah was a sex symbol when she was alive. I feel like the sex symbols now aren't Aaliyah shaped. That's all I'm saying. I don't disrespect her deadness.
Didn't Aaliyah and Sierra came out around the same time? Or
what? I think Sierra was a little bit later. Sierra was more Missy time.
Okay.
But I feel uncomfortable talking about Aaliyah's sexiness just because I didn't know how old she was. You mean like I had a chance? She was my age?
She's my age.
Oh, so I had a chance. I bagged you. But she was a little cougar.
She was a few months younger.
Oh, so I could have bagged Aaliyah like I almost bagged Gabrielle Union. But, all right. So y'all never answered the question. Ain't y'all excited to hear her album on stream? Or y'all Aaliyah fans?
I'm a fan, but I don't care.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like I was in my son's the place getting his hair done, the beauty supply shop or whatever, and they was playing Aaliyah on Pandora. So I just assumed, I asked them, they were like, nah, we always listen to the Aaliyah station. And I was like, oh, so Aaliyah music kind of already been out there? So I was confused, actually.
What song was it?
Oh, you know what? I don't even know.
See, that's what it is. Like,
some music was bad.
So, like I said, you could stream her first album. You could stream, like, Back and Forth was, and things like that. It just, they weren't streaming One in a Million. So, because Aaliyah's uncle.
Why did that actually sound so far away? What the hell is going on? It sounded like he was kidnapped.
Aaliyah's uncle, who was her manager, I guess owned licensing to that album. Now, why it was just that album, I don't know. But he did not release the licensing for streaming for that album that he had, I guess, control over. And that was, of course, her first album, or well, her second album, which was the first one with Timbaland and Missy. So, you know, maybe some of the metrics had changed. I'm pretty sure R. Kelly or R. Kelly adjacent people were responsible for her first album. So that had already been streaming. So.
Right.
So he just, I guess, chose the right number to sell licensing for streaming for One in a Million.
Yeah, it's crazy, yo, because this R. Kelly case just came out, man. That man has had STD since, like, 1994, yo. Like, that's the reason why I never want to go to court. Because they put all your business out. Like, they was talking about, like, R. Kelly was being treated for herpes, and then he was calling his doctor asking for the blue pill, and the doctor was like, yo, we're still treating you for herpes. And he's just like, yo, I'm good. And it's just like, yo, that's crazy, man. They put all his business out there.
The blue pill is for herpes.
The blue pill's for herpes? I thought it was for dick getting hard.
They're both blue pills.
Oh, man.
But, you know, R. Kelly's not, he can't read. So he probably didn't know the name of the herpes medication. He just knows it was a blue pill. But that's a blue pill.
Yo, so he was like Nick Cannon in Drumline.
He couldn't read,
but he was good at music.
He couldn't read music, not couldn't read. R. Kelly can't read.
He was nice on that snare. It was cold.
That's reading music. Stop it.
They gave him two beats.
But my thing is, is it really difficult to read drum sheet music? I mean, it's just X's. Like, come on. Like, it's just a beat. Like, yo, it's not like you're reading notes.
No, it depends.
It's not just X's.
Yeah, I was going to say, me and Blur were going to drumline together.
Shout
out to Blur.
Unless it's like a xylophone, that shit's X's, yo.
Me and Blur was on the drumline together in 1997.
I thought you played the saxophone.
After Marching Band, when we did the regular jazz band, I tried to play the big, like the big fat drums, because I was big and fat.
That's very technical.
Now that only lasted
the timpani?
I don't know what they called it.
The bass?
Yeah, but that only lasts to the end of that year. And the coach was like, yeah, your future's in sports, yo. Get out of here. You ain't ever going to be no piece of shit.
Oh, haters. He's just
going to
hate. But
I remember the sheet music for drums. It was a lot of, it was just accents. It wasn't that difficult.
But, it's freaking rhythm, yo.
You wasn't going up and down the
Yeah, you weren't doing scales. Yeah.
You're
not
like
doing, it was
like, a saxophone, but you know, it was a good time. It was a good time.
Anyway, but yeah, R. Kelly, man, it's all kind of, he's giving 16-year-olds herpes and making people have abortions and it's all kind of crazy stuff. Yeah,
you know, having a baby with herpes must hurt. Like, that's got to be painful coming out. I've seen Julius come out of you, yeah, and that looked painful. I couldn't imagine a bunch
of bumps.
Well,
the thing is, you have to have it controlled because you can pass on an eye infection to the baby.
Oh, you get the baby's herpes in their eye? So they have, like, styes? Is that what styes are?
Blindness.
Oh, no. So that's nothing to joke about. Yeah. That's scary.
No, it's actually pretty serious.
Hey, man, don't give herpes to your babies. Public service announcement. That's not funny. I'm sorry.
You laugh, though.
I know. It's all, bro. Oh, man. Hey, so are y'all interested in the R. Kelly trial at all?
I didn't even know that he was still on trial, to be quite honest with you. I thought he had already.
You thought it was over too, right?
Yeah, I thought he was already found guilty. I didn't know what I was coming into when I joined, but I thought he was already. Yeah, I thought he was already guilty.
And actually, I thought the same thing. I thought like he was found guilty and he was done. Yo, they just started. Like they just started like 2 weeks ago.
Like, but, I don't know what's up.
Yeah, he's just been awaiting trial.
Yeah, he's just been in jail.
For 2 years?
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, find that dude guilty already.
Well, remember, he didn't have no money. I bet you if he still had $1 million money, he would have been able to pay somebody to be out.
He better sell Leah's catalog.
But, you know, he was asking for money and all that stuff, so he was like a con man. I don't know if it's that and also the point that they're trying to make a point that. I don't know.
All right. So that's it for R. Kelly blur. You got anything left on R. Kelly?
There's not, because there's no federal court and there's no cameras in the courtroom. It's hard. I ain't gonna say it's hard, but it's not as easy as I like to be to follow along. From Court TV, it's not sounding like it's as cut as dry as we would like it to be, or that we might think it is. I mean, the details that the regular news is leading with, like all the fallacious details from the chicks and everything, but the actual legal part of it, it's not sounding like it's all cut and dry. Now, I'm not saying he's going to get off because, you know, it's still a jury. They might hear the fallacious stuff and they'd be like, all right, who cares if it's actually technically racketeering or, I mean, if it's not, who cares? This is still a scumbag. We're going to get him out of here. For some of the charges, it's not sounding like it might stick.
Yeah,
like his team is doing a well enough job where, at least as of right now so far, they're poking some holes.
Yeah, I mean, they try to get Bill Cosby for just being a scumbag, and that ain't going to work. And I don't think they're going to get – I don't know if they're going to get R. Kelly for just being a scumbag, but it looks like that's why they're trying him in the New York court first, because they're trying to get him on basically the kingpin racketeering laws. They're trying to make it seem like it was a whole organization of basically child trafficking that went across state lines. They're trying to get him on those big charges first. That probably won't stick. And they'll probably try to get him on the bullshit charges in Illinois later. Well, not bullshit, because, I mean, he was out here raping and giving girls herpes and stuff.
Well, that was, yeah, and awkward.
But it just seems like they're trying to with the big stuff first just to see if they get any kind of conviction. And then, you know, they're just trying to see if something sticks because, you know, in most cases, Aaliyah's not here. She can't really testify. Well, she can't testify at all because she's dead. But, you know, most of these cases, these were adults. And, you know, it doesn't seem like they didn't give consent. So, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Go ahead, Diva.
Well, I was going to say also they have to include what other people did for him. The people that were bringing the girls to him and, you know, like I said, you know, coming up about someone getting the fake ID for Aaliyah. So it's like, it can't just be, because I think that's what he's been able to hide behind before. It's like, well, I didn't do it. So with the racketeering charges, since it's an organization, he could be, you know, responsible or guilty for what people did for him or under his request or demands or whatever. So that's kind of the thing they're trying to look on for him.
Yes,
except for in that particular.
Go ahead, Blair.
Okay, except for that particular example, with dude getting the birth certificate, he testified R. Kelly never told him to do it. R. Kelly told him that, hey, Aaliyah might be pregnant. R. Kelly never told him what to do. He took it upon himself to do that, which is why he wouldn't testify until he got immunity. Because, again, poking holes, like, did he maybe feel like that's what he was supposed to do, like that was his job in the organization? Maybe, but I didn't tell you to do it. If I didn't order you to do it, I'm not a kingpin.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I just can't believe he's been in jail this long and it just now started. Did it take OJ this long? Like, is this normal? Like, I don't remember OJ killing Nicole and then sitting in jail for 2 years. And then the trial comes.
No, it wasn't that long.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I was young when OJ happened. I didn't really
OJ get
it.
OJ had money. He hurried up and moved us.
But R. Kelly had money.
No, he didn't. He was asking those women if someone gave him money.
All right. Well, I guess that's it with the R. Kelly trial. We'll see how it goes. We'll report back on it. Another old topic that we're getting rid of, Lizzo cries on the internet. Do any of y'all care? These people got to stop crying on the internet. Any of y'all care about Lizzo crying on the internet because her fans called her fat?
Not her fans. Because if it was her fans, would they call her fat?
Yes, because only her fans care to ever comment on anything she does. They're just crazy. These people are just nuts. DJ Susan, you care that she cried on her phone asking for sympathy? Did it seem like a little soft, like she was trying to gain attention?
Lizzo has had, I mean, it's not outside of what she's already expressed in terms of her personality and her dealing with bouts of depression and anxiety and things like that. That's what she, you know, she has a history of that. So, no, I'm not that surprised. I'm pretty sure it's something that gets to her, especially with someone who comes off as, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do and, you know, I'm not going to worry about what other people think. But, you know, for
so
some
she's
people,
a liar.
I mean, that's what you want to do. You project what you want to be like. I mean, it's like an affirmation. You don't, but we're not.
I don't care what people think.
Out of the situation.
How do we know them things like me? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just listening. I'm learning.
I'm
learning
about
these people lying to the public.
You just have to understand not everyone thinks like you. That's what I'm
saying. So then why does she come off like I'm big, I'm proud, I'm sexy, I'm going to do what I want, and then when somebody says, hey, you're fat, she goes and cries in the corner? I don't understand.
It's still upsetting. It's still.
But I thought you didn't care. I thought you were proud.
We still got to be proud. I'm not going to not be proud just because someone's not is going to be, you know, is going to say something negative.
Why are you crying in the corner? Because
it's upsetting.
Why are you crying in the corner if someone says something negative about you, but you're proud of who you are?
You still got to be proud of who you are.
So then why are you crying in the corner?
Because it's still upsetting.
Then you're not proud of who you are.
No, that's not about not having pride.
Okay, we'll table this discussion. I'm going to get everybody else's comment. MX shit. Am I bugging? So Lizzo, right? She came out with this new song with Cardi B.
Yeah, I saw that.
Say what?
Are you talking about? Nah, so you're basically just saying, are you bugging because she's now complaining that people are making fun of her?
Yeah, like she's crying on the internet talking about it's upsetting when people make negative comments about her video. But she projects her whole image as, I'm big, I'm proud, I'm sexy, I don't care what you think. Then,
right.
Like, why are you crying on the internet? I don't understand it. Unless she's lying to us.
I can see what you're talking about. Like it's like if you because again, a lot of aspiring or what expired or inspired a lot of, you know, bigger women or BBWs was the fact that she was so open with it and didn't care what she wore. Like she objectified. Like if you can wear it as a skinny person, I can wear it as a big person, and that was inspirational for bigger girls. So you can't then say now I care about being called fat. Well, you knew you were fat, like, you know what I mean? So like, but if you want to talk about inner beauty and it doesn't matter how big you are, I can still do what I want to do, then you need to keep that same level, and those comments shouldn't therefore affect you for you to be crying on the internet about what other people say about you, because that should just further your mission on why you continue to need to do what you want to do.
Right. It should empower you, not make you upset. Blur, what you got?
That's weird. I actually missed the whole thing with Lizzo. Like, all I heard was reports of her crying. I didn't actually see it. So I don't know what set her off, but I don't think no matter how proud you are of yourself, somebody say something mean to you, it's going to hurt. I mean.
No, it doesn't.
She's still a woman, man.
You
like,
say,
yeah. People say mean stuff.
Blur, you're
like,
mean.
It's mean. Blur. It's called being mean because it's hurtful. Like, people say hurtful things because it hurt. That's why it's considered hurtful.
Blur, you're mean to me every day of my life. I never get upset.
That's a lie, one. And two, again, you're not a woman either. And it depends on what you're, like, if you're sensitive about certain things, like, yeah, like, it's going to hurt when somebody says something about you.
You can't be sensitive about something that you promote of what you're proud of. That's what I'm confused about. Look, she has a right to cry. She has a right to do whatever she feels. She's an adult. She's an amazing artist. I think her voice is underrated. I think all the extra stuff is, I guess, that's just what she feels that she has to do for the attention. I honestly think that her music is really underrated because she makes really good music. But, you know, you can't say, yo, I'm out here, I'm wearing a thong to a Lakers game. I don't care that I got this big old ass in front of me. And then if somebody calls you big, you start crying. I thought that's why you was wearing a thong to the Lakers game, because you was proud and in your bigness. Like, you was good. Like, now I feel like you just being fake to the people. Like, this is just a promotional technique.
No,
I'd rather her really be upset.
You can still be strong and be positive, and you still have, there's another side that you still can be vulnerable, and that's perfectly fine. No one's going to be, you know, bulletproof all the time. And if you think you are, then that's fine, but it's ridiculous to think that that's how someone's going to have to be 100% of the time and that nothing's going to ever bother them. It's just, that's fine if you think that. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It does not make sense that if you hear this time after time, no matter how much, you know, pride or whatever we want to, you know, whatever words we're going to use, but to not be affected by it at one point in time or sometime, then, I mean, I think that's just kind of ridiculous to think.
I understand what you're saying. But my problem is what she promotes versus what she got upset with.
She can still promote that.
But how can you be proud of something that someone can get you upset about? That doesn't make any sense.
These are not mutually exclusive. And I think it's silly to think that they have to be mutually exclusive. You can't go around being happy or at least boasting or, you know.
I think we're giving soft people a pass.
There's a lot of that's fine, and that's okay. We can do
true.
That. Everyone's not hard.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know why you want everybody to be. Everybody's got to be hardcore, not caring.
No,
I'm so sorry.
But why does everything have to bother everybody?
Everything doesn't bother everybody. She might have heard this 500 times in a 501. It just wasn't have the energy for it.
That's what I don't understand. If it didn't bother you at one, it shouldn't bother you.
Yes, it does.
You have more money than anyone who's making these comments. Why does it bother you?
She knows that.
She could sleep with all of these people's fathers, and in this world, probably their mothers. Why is she concerned?
I mean,
because someone called her big.
Hey,
she's big.
If it upset her, it upset her. I don't know.
I'm not good with that. Oh, you just are who you
it
are.
It would upset me. So.
Because that's like, what, if somebody calls you big?
Yeah.
Why?
You ain't going to be tweeting at me, calling me fat. Fuck you. No, but I'm going to be upset about it.
Why? You're happily married.
You've
got somebody who's going to smoke your boots. What you care what anybody else thinks? Why y'all put so much stake in what anybody else thinks? That's my problem. I guess that's where I differ from most people, because I don't care what anybody else thinks.
I don't.
Do you care what people?
I mean,
but
you're absolutely the exception, not the norm, right? Like, you
really?
On one hand can just say, you can say I don't care what everybody thinks, but again, not everybody. Some people do care what other people think about them, and if enough people think, it does make them feel some kind of way. Like, now in general, I can give two shits about what somebody thinks of me, but if I'm Lizzo or somebody famous and I get the fans keep talking about, I don't know, like my nose too much, right? I'm going to feel some kind of way about my nose eventually if I've heard it enough, right? Because that just, but sometimes you can tune that shit out. And some people can just be like, you know what, I don't care. I think my nose is great. And some people like you can say, you know what, I don't care. I'm big. I care. I don't give a shit what you say. I'm making a whole bunch of money. I can have sex with your husband and your wife and your mom and your dad. But the normal person, I'm just saying, I'm not talking about you. I'm saying just people. But
I just want to put that out.
In general, I do think that people do care what other people think or their perception of what their perception is to other people. So I definitely think you're in a minority with that.
I guess it's just something I have to accept. Blair, what you got?
I don't think, like, it's weird because, like, you mentioned, like, hey, you have more money than these people you can sue. That doesn't – I don't think that plays any part when someone says something hurtful. This person, in all things, you can have a better life than them. That don't mean anything. Someone says something hurtful, they say something hurtful. I mean, a bum on the street could talk shit about you. You're like, God damn, I ain't know my shoes was that fucked up. Like, I mean – he may not have no shoes on at all. So it's not really the fact that, like, his situation, who it's coming from, you don't want someone talking about you at all.
I guess that's where, like, M-Extra and DJ C. Sirens are, where my mind is just different. Because when LeBron was on stage and that reporter, and he told the reporter, like, yeah, y'all can say whatever y'all say, but y'all still going to go back to y'all lives, and I'm still going to go back to my life, and it's great. Like, I feel you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever you're going to say is whatever you're going to say. I'm still going to be okay by the end of the day. If a bum was talking shit about how bad I look, like, I would laugh and be like, yo, you still need $5 for a cheeseburger? I guess it comes down to personality traits. And it's probably...
No, but see, that's different, though, right? That's different. I think I understand what you're saying, though, because, again, those are people that you knowingly know. And the majority of the time, it's not about the life that you have compared to the life that they have. At the end of the day, it's just your feelings about what they said, not necessarily about, well, like, because at the same time LeBron said that shit, LeBron does absolutely 100% care what somebody says about him. He absolutely cares, even though he knows that he can still go about his business, and he will go about his business, but he still cares. And you know why he cares? Because he responds. Perception is about people, even though he can still say, you know what, to certain comments, you know what, you're going to go about your life, I'm going to go about my life, my life is clearly better than yours, so you know what, I'm going to take whatever you say about me with a grain of salt and keep moving on about my day. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't care about what the perception is, his perception of other people. Because, when he didn't get no MVP vote, he cared about it. He tweeted about it. He's tweeting about his damn ranking on NBA. He cares. So it's just like, so it's not, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's like levels to it, I guess. And I guess I'll challenge you. So you don't care at all. So it's just like you just have that same feeling about no matter what the circumstances is and no matter what it said, you don't really care. Like, you have the same thing?
No, it's really about who says it. Like, you know, with the LeBron thing, I was just using that one example. I totally agree. I think LeBron definitely cares, and he's way more sensitive than a lot of people. But for me, it's like, if a stranger says something negative to me, I wouldn't care. But, like, my son texts you, and actually, you know, he doesn't text Blur because Blur has an Android and, you know, he's still got that terrible service. But, you know, M-Extra has an up-to-date iPhone, so my son can text M-Extra. So if M-Extra, so, and I stay out of their conversation with my son, the way I establish my son's relationship with my friends, my brothers, people I call family, consider family, say, yo, your relationship with my son is your relationship. So I stay out of it. If M, actually, you called me and was like, yo, you know, your son's talking to me, you know, a little way. I'm kind of worried about the way you're raising him. I think you're doing something fucked up. That would hurt me. Like, that would be like, oh, man, I got to really, like, figure this out because I know you. I value your opinion. Same thing with Blur. Blur called me and was like, yo, my nephew called me and things are going on. I think you're not raising him right. I don't think you're being a good father to him. That would bother me. I value your opinion. I appreciate your thoughts. DJ C. Siren, the same thing. She's my wife. If my neighbor, and I love my neighbors. I do. I love my neighbors. But we're not as close as me and y'all are. If they looked at me because they saw me yelling at my son on the street and was like, hey, Gunn, I don't like the way you're talking to your son. I think you're being a terrible father. My response was like, you'll suck my dick. I don't care what you think. So I don't know, as a superstar, if somebody randomly on the internet, and those are my neighbors, and I love them. Like, I would still tell them to suck my dick. But if a stranger who I don't even know, a bot on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram says something about me, it's like, yo, Beach Bone Gun, you're fat, you got rolls. I'll be like, yeah, but I'm rich and I can sleep with your mama. Like, I would laugh at that and keep going. Like, but again, that might just be my personality. It might just be a personality trait.
Yeah. No, I get what you said now.
So, all right, shout out to Lizzo, man. If you got a cry on the internet, I support you. I support all criers. You can always cry on my shoulder. I got a big shoulder, too, to carry to catch your big tears. All my shirts are 3X. Great, great absorption material. anybody got anything left on Lizzo? Oh, man, we only got a couple more minutes, man. This went by quick. Anybody got anything left on Lizzo?
Nah.
Nah. All right. Another old topic. Look, we haven't got to any of the new topics because I'm just saving them. I'm trying to knock out these old topics. It's a slow show with us tonight, so I'm just knocking out old topics. China invaded Taiwan. Does anyone care? Does anybody realize this happened like during the Olympics?
Yeah, I did not know that. So it's probably, I don't know. I'll have to look into that.
All right. We'll save the topic, but I didn't even know countries were still invading other countries, except for Russia invading those countries that used to be Russia that no one really cared about because they were Russia, and they're all like poor countries.
Well, they keep trying to, the South China Sea, they keep trying to take over whatever islands that's around there. They keep trying to take over. So I didn't know they actually tried. Taiwan.
Yeah, because aren't we there? Don't we have a presence in Taiwan? So that's
why
I was kind of.
I might have fucked up. I might have been drunk.
No, you might be right.
I think I'm right.
But I think because China just came back and said, U.S., leave us alone. You trying to, because we went over there and said, y'all need to stop trying to take over, you know, these boundaries in South China Sea, and they say stop messing with us, stop trying to mess up our neighborly, you know, whatever
mm-hmm.
happenings with our neighbors. Like, we good.
Yeah.
And
everything made in Taiwan. You control Taiwan, you control Amazon. I don't know. Everything I've ever got was made in Taiwan.
Speaking of China, y'all hear about the Microsoft hack.
Go ahead. You got 3 minutes. Come on, we gotta go.
The Microsoft hack. They basically hacked like 30,000 different servers from different companies. And with just the means of just gathering information, emails, and, I mean, whatever information they can get from schools. I mean, it didn't really matter what. But they said that China's trying to gather all this information for AI just because the AI needs more information so that it can learn more. So even though China has billions of people, they just need they're hacking more information so that their AI programs can learn and do more. So they said it was about what it is that they got. It's just the quantity of information. They just needed to hack all these systems so they could just get more information for their AI.
First the Wuhan virus and now AI.
Mm-hmm.
China's gonna kill all of them.
So seriously, they haven't invaded. There's talks of them doing so though, and they're talking about how they could and what
what the strategy would be if they were to. So there's basically, it's like a weak threat, like right now, because Taiwan during their civil war kind of split off. And Biden just said, like, if they do, then we'll respond. So, but, yeah. So it hasn't technically happened, but there's definitely, like, a lot of chatter around if they do, because they've been mobilizing, like, these ferries and doing drills and shit. But, so, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for the update information, I'm extra. Last quick topic. We got about 1 minute. Hey, how come every grandma wraps everything in foil? Is it me? Because my mom, she's become nuts since she's become a grandmother. She's moved down here. Like, she has a freezer full of food, and it's all foil wrapped. None of it's labeled. And she lives by herself. And I just remember that my grandma, like, you would open up the freezer, it'd be one thing of, like, ice cream, and everything would just be a mystery of foil. And you would never know what's in the foil. And I just want to go around the room and ask really quick, did y'all grandmoms do this? And is this just what happens, like, when you start, like, is this the beginning of, like, losing your mind as an old person? DJ T-Tire, did your grandma wrap everything in foil?
Yeah. Everything, like you said, it's for one kind of ice cream, and everything else is just foil wrap. That's kind of scary. I don't know. I don't understand.
And none of it's labeled.
No, don't know what it is. Never knew what it was. It's all
about
ice.
Yeah, it's
ice,
frozen.
Ice and water. So I don't know what that is. I don't know. You can't throw away the food or the food. It's like to eat the food later. I don't know.
Blur. Did your grandma ever wrap everything in foil?
I don't remember my grandma wrapping everything in foil, but it seems like a pretty common practice that I'm aware of. So somebody was doing it. My mom, my aunt, or somebody.
Like, was your entire freezer filled with random oil, I mean, aluminum foil wrapping food?
Nah, I had, I think leftovers may have went in foil, but I think I remember, like, sandwich bags, like the plastic Ziploc bags or whatever. I remember those, a lot of those. Like, you get the chicken breast or whatever, you take out the pack, and you put the chicken breast in Ziploc bags, because it's easier to stack and it, like, takes up less space or something like that.
Well, God bless Blair's mom. Y'all had, yeah, you got, what, 5 siblings? I ain't counted. 6? Y'all ain't have no leftovers. There was no need for anything to go in the freezer. There was a lot of y'all. Y'all was like baby's kids. M. Extra, your grandma wrap everything in foil? Freezer full of foil?
I mean, I want to say that she did, but I really don't remember that part. So, I mean, but I think foil was just one of those old things that's just what they thought protected food. I think that's the reason what happened. It's almost like the plastic on the couch. You know what I mean? It's like you knew that shit freezer burned. So they figured, hey, somebody must have said, hey, if you wrap the jar in aluminum foil, you won't get freezer burned. It'll keep your stuff, you know, it'll preserve it longer or something. It has to be some kind of somebody said something, the reason why they do it, though.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, good show tonight. We're going to end it there. I'm glad we got through so many old topics. Well, next week we got a lot of stuff to discuss because there's been a lot of information this week that we didn't get through a lot of things. I want to talk about all these back-to-school pictures. We want to talk about Brittany Rayner out here coming her without condoms so she can come up. COVID vaccine got approved by the FDA, and it seems like the people who said, hey, it's not FDA approved. Now they're coming up with different excuses. I do want to talk about Wanda. That should be in a horrible show. The Hood Olympics with the crates, Busta Rhymes, Drake versus Kanye. We talked about Afghanistan last week. Oh, yeah, they did call a couple of Marines. Shout out to all my boys that's in the military. I just talked to my man P. He's in the Marines. He's safe, but he's about to head over. Be safe over there. Shout out to all the people in the military. I thought we got out of Afghanistan. How are we still having people with that? How are we still having people with that?
We're still evacuating.
Yeah. I do got to show y'all this video of these Afghani people eating.
Afghani.
They're not Afghani. What are they? Muslim?
They're tribal.
Yeah. It's these high yellow people eating soul food for the first time. It's great. So we'll discuss all that next week. It's been a great show. Glad to have you. I'm glad we had a nice mellow show tonight. We got through a lot of old topics. We got to get through a lot of topics next week. I do want to talk about Shakari Richardson next week. Me, Blur, and my Jersey brothers have had a good long discussion about that and about how I think she's feeling. She's getting a come off. But Blur has a different opinion. So next week, yeah, it's a terrible way to describe it, but, you know, we'll figure it out next week. But next week we'll have a big discussion. We've got a lot of topics to get through next week. Thank you all for joining us. Blur and Minivan, have a safe trip on your vacation. M Extra Money, is always good to hear from you. DJ C-Sign, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Good night.
M Extra, anything you want to say to the people?
Yeah, man, March for Voting Rights, Saturday, across 11 cities. I'm going to be speaking at the one in D.C., representing Phi Beta Sigma. So, yeah, man, register to vote, man. John Lewis, vote or not, put pressure on your Senate to pass that.
Hey, shout out to my man, M. Extra, doing big things. I didn't know you were speaking this week, man. You should have told me, man.
I didn't know until this morning, bro. All
right, shoot me the text of the details, man. I'll see if me and your nephew can drive up. DJ C-Siren got to work, but if I can drive up, and because I can get back and forth to D.C. in a day, shoot me the details.
Yeah.
Right. Blur, you got anything to say to the people before we roll?
Wish me luck, man. First time getting on a plane since the pandemic. I ain't really looking forward to it, but, I mean, hopefully safe travels for me and my little homie, my son Ryan, with me.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. Is this nephew first time on the airplane?
Oh, nah, not at all, man. My son a frequent flyer. He's been all over this country.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all have a safe trip, man. Good luck. Please wash your clothes before you get on the plane so you don't hurt those those attendants' noses. They don't go through your bag and smell your dirty drawers. Have a safe trip. Wish I could come up to see y'all, but I got to be back early Sunday morning, so I'm not going to be able to make that trip. And we'll get together next week, man. Nice low-key show. I definitely appreciate all y'all for calling in. Always good talking to y'all and get through some old subjects. Shout out to Lizzo. Wipe them tears, baby girl. Stop worrying about what everybody think about you. We only got one life to live. Stop living it through other people's eyes. Live your life through your own eyes, and you'll be a lot happier. Always take some, what's those pills to help your stomach? Tums. Take Tums. Always take Tums. Get a good night's sleep. Once you feel that burp and that burning sensation come up, just take Tums. Don't try to fight through the sleep. Hey, we'll get back to y'all next week. Shout out to my man, New York couldn't make the night, but he'll be back with us next week.
I said, wait, here I come, you. Here I come, you.